Hi, I'm Deepak Singh. I'm a program manager at Microsoft on Office 365 Outlook Services team. In this video, I'll be introducing you to the cool new Outlook Task APIs. Our Outlook REST v2.0 endpoint, GA'd few months ago, already had the support for user, mail, calendar, contacts, and group entities. We are now super excited to add a new entity to this list called Task. The Task API will not only work for Office 365 users, but will also be available for Outlook.com users whose accounts have been upgraded. And when I say Outlook.com, this includes Hotmail, MSN.com, Live.com, and other consumer domains Microsoft offers email address for. We are upgrading all consumer accounts in batches, and your will be upgraded soon. Currently, you can access this API via our converged auth outlook.office.com endpoint, but soon it can be accessed via graph.microsoft.com as well. The Outlook Task API via Outlook and Graph endpoint supports industry standards like JSON, OAuth 2.0, and OData v4. In the following slides, I'll be providing you with more information on the Task API and show you how you can build cool apps that, for example, can track what are the tasks that you're working on and report how many of them are already completed. But before we deep dive into the API, let's first understand what is an Outlook task and how are they arranged. So, what is a task? A task is an item that you create in Outlook to track until its completion. This means a task can be assigned a task status like not started, in progress, completed, etc. We can create a single task instance or a recurring task. You can group tasks into folder, which in turn can then be grouped into folder groups. For example, my work folder group can have two project folders called Project A and Project B, and each of the project folders can then have tasks associated to them. Now we know about task and its arrangements. So let's move on to see our Outlook task APIs and see what is required to access them. Okay, the task API supports OpenID Connect and single sign-on. The apps that want to leverage the task API would have to use OAuth 2.0 and would have to request for either task.read or task.read-write permission. With task.read, the app can read all the tasks from the mailbox, while with task.read-write, the app can create, read, update, and delete tasks on the mailbox. Although on the screen, I have shown you the metadata information of the task entity, I would love to explain it to you in the demo. So let's quickly jump to it. For this demo, I'm using a mailbox that is in Office 365 tenant. However, you can also use your upgraded Microsoft consumer mailboxes to play with the APIs. I have created and registered my task processing app on the converged auth portal from dev.outlook.com, and I'll be using Apigee and Fiddler to demo the APIs. Let us see how my app can read all my tasks, create an individual task, upgrade its status, and also then delete it. First, let me show you the metadata. As I said before, there is task groups, which is a collection of task folders. Then we have task folders, which is a collection of tasks. And then we have the task itself. Each of this entity have their own properties. Let us now get the list of all the tasks in your mailbox. To do that, I'm going to use /me/task, where /me is the shortcut for the authenticated user, whereas /task is the shortcut to get all the tasks within the mailbox. As you can see, I got a 200 with all the tasks inside my mailbox, and by default, we return all the properties of the task. Therefore, we highly recommend that production apps should use OData query parameters such as $select and others to get only the properties that they require for their app. This will make the query faster and save bandwidth. For example, let's see if I want a task which has a subject meet for lunch, but I only wanted the two properties called subject and status. This is how I'm going to use the query parameters, where $filter, I specify that subject is meat for lunch, and $select, I specify the properties that I need. In this case, it's subject and status. As you can see over here, right now I only got status and subject, and this is only one task. Now, if you wanted a particular task, all you need to do is get the ID of the task and then paste it at the end of slash task. Let's do that right now. I'm going to take the ID. I'm going to paste it after slash task. And I'm going to remove the extra information that was copied. As you can see over here, a single task has now been retrieved. Now, let us imagine that I have got a new work to write an article. So I'll create a new task for it, and since I have not started working on it, the status for it by default will be not started. Let's see how to create a task. To create a task, you need to post on me slash task and specify in the body the subject or the properties of the task. As you can see over here, we have got a 201 stating that a new task has been created, and the ID of the task is this. As I said, by default, the status is going to be not started. Now, as I have started working on it, I will update the status of the task to in process. Since patch method is not supported in Apigee, I'll show you how to patch in Fiddler. So I have the ID of it. I'm going to go to my URL. I'm going after task slash. I'm going to paste the ID, and I'm going to do a patch, and I'm going to change the status to in progress. As you can see, the status has changed to in progress. Now I want to mark, now since I've finished this task of writing the article, I'm going to mark this task as complete. To do that, I'm going to take the ID, I'm going to paste it after slash task, and I'm going to put slash complete after it. This changes the status of the task to completed. Last but not the least, supposedly you want to delete the task. To do so, again, you go to me slash task, you paste in the ID, and you use delete. As you can see, we got a 204, and now the task is deleted. If, for example, you had to write an article every month, you would then just create a recurring task. Okay, now that we have seen the task API, let us move ahead to see what other amazing features you can use with it. Task API also support notification, sync, and batching. Let me explain what I mean by each. First, notification. Because of the notification feature, an app can now listen to any changes on the Outlook task. That is, if a task is created, updated, or deleted in your mailbox, a service can send a notification to the app's registered listening endpoint. Based on it, the app can take the appropriate actions. Sync. We support sync on both the task entity as well as on its folders. Apps can request full synchronization, where you can retrieve all the tasks in a folder, or incremental sync, where you retrieve only the data that was changed since the last sync. And now, batching. Using batching, you can group together multiple different requests of different type. The request may or may not be related to the task APIs. This will help you greatly reduce the client-server connection overhead. Task API also supports notification, sync, and batching. Let me explain what I mean by each. First, notification. Because of the notification feature, the app can now listen to any changes to the Outlook task. That is, if a task is created, updated, or deleted in your mailbox, a service can send a notification to the app's registered listening endpoint. Based on it, the app can take appropriate action. Sync. we support sync on both task entity as well as on its folders. App can request full synchronization where you can retrieve all the tasks in a folder, or incremental sync where you retrieve only the data that was changed since the last sync. Batching. Using batching, you can group together multiple different types of requests. The request may or may not be related to the task API. This will help your clients greatly reduce the client-server connection overhead. Let us see a quick demo on how your app can perform notification, sync, and batching on task APIs. Let us see a quick demo on how task API support notification, sync, and batching. For notification, the app needs to create a subscription telling Exchange on which entity does it want to be notified on, where does it want the notification to be sent, and on what type of changes does it want to be notified. I have already created a listening endpoint, and I'm going to create a subscription to send notification to that particular endpoint. To create a subscription, you need to go to /me/subscription, and in body, you need to specify the resource on which you want the task, you want the notification, or in this case, it is the task. The notification URL, in this case, it is my listening endpoint. And the change type, that is, I want notifications on created, updated, and deleted. Let us quickly create that. Now I've got a successful subscription creation. Let us go to my listening endpoint and figure out whether I have got a notification that yes, a subscription was created. There you go. The first notification tells me yes, I created a successful notification. Now let's see if it gives me a notification for creating a new task. So I'm going to create a new task. And let's see if we received a notification for it. There you go. We get a new notification that a new task has been created, and this is the ID of it. Let us now see how sync works. To sync the task from a specific folder, I am going to do folder ID /task, and I'm going to pass on two special headers called odata.trackChanges and odata.maxSpaceSize. odata.trackChanges tells the server that this is a sync request, whereas odata.maxSpaceSize tells us how many items do you want back in the response. Let us now execute this. You will notice that there in the response you have received back two items and you have received a delta link. From now on, you will keep following this. Let's follow the delta link first. As you can see, in the next request, I receive a next link. This means there are still more items to sync. So keep following the next link until you get back a delta link. In this case, I am going to change this to 10 to get back all the items. It looks like I have more items to sync. Finally, I've received the delta link. This means there are no more items to sync. Let's follow this delta link. As you see, no items are returned. That means you have fully synced to the mailbox, and now you need to store this delta link until unless you want the next change. Now let's go to batching. In batching, you can send multiple queries together. They may or may not be related to task. To do batching, you need to go to /$batch. You need to specify a special header where you specify the batch ID. Please keep this in mind. This is important because in the body, you then specify using the batch ID that what are the queries you want to perform. Like you start with --batch ID. Here, I am first posting a task called meet for lunch. In Redmond. and I also want the list of all the tasks. Over here, I am separating these two queries using my batch ID. As you can see, I've got a 201 that my first request was successfully executed and a new task is created. And here is my second request, which gives me back the list of all the tasks from my mailbox. Thank you for watching. I hope I could excite you as much as I am about the new task APIs. Please take a look at all the fantastic resources that is available on the related content slide. And do not forget to watch other videos regarding Outlook and Graph REST APIs done by my colleagues, Abdul, Sridevi, Edward, and Matthias. Again, this is Deepak Singh, and happy coding.